Coming, coach.
So now the run of form can continue for Glamorgan. What's the morale and the camp looking like after that one?
Yeah, obviously we're really happy. Another good win at a tough place to come away down here. So yeah, obviously nice to get them over the line and be out there at the end. Didn't hit them as well as I'd like this tonight, but got us home.
It was a slightly under par score perhaps from Gloucester. Do you think that Glamorgan got their death bowling right and managed maybe to restrict Gloucester to 10, 15 less than they could have got?
Yeah, definitely, especially with one side so short. I think probably just as key was the three wickets in the first power play. I know there's a lot of stats that go around that if you take three wickets in the first power play, you tend to win a lot. So, yeah, credit where credit is due. They had patches where they batted well, but we pulled it well back at the end as well.
And a couple of catches we took, and one or two catches that Gloucester didn't take. Is that the difference as well?
Yeah, it always helps, and that separates the two sides and makes the margin a little wider, if you like. But yeah, all round is obviously a tough day in a wet outfield with a wet ball. But yeah, it was nice to get another solid win.
Yourself and Colin Ingram again combining for Glamorgan. It's a nice little partnership that you two are building in T20 cricket.
Yeah, absolutely. I love batting with him. It makes it a lot easier. Again, as I've said, the last few weeks when he's hitting them out of the park, I can sort of try and chink the ball around and find a few gaps. But yeah, no, loving it. Loving being out there, and we got a really good thing going at the minute.
So a 50, 48 not out. Just want this run to go on forever, don't you?
Well, I'd love that to happen. It'd be nice to get past 50 for a change as well. But yeah, no, I'm just trying to make the most of it while I'm in this form. And I had a little bit of luck tonight, but that's the way it goes.
Did the conditions play a part as well tonight? You know, as you say, in the field and with the ball as well. We saw Andrew Tybull and a couple of waist-high no-balls. Did that seem to affect you guys much?
It did affect us a little bit, but not too much. I thought we dealt with it quite well. Obviously, it's very tough, especially in the field. And as they did, they struggled, especially with the dew then adding on top of that. So it's always tough, but you just got to deal with all the conditions in front of you, unfortunately.
Great. Thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers, mate. What's this little run mean to Glamorgan then? It's 5 wins out of 6 in white ball stuff.
Yeah, well, obviously it's fantastic. We didn't have a great start to the season in the Championship, so it's nice to be right in a few wrongs in the white ball and really getting a bit of momentum behind us.
Word about Colin Ingram's innings at the other end there?
Yeah, well, if you hit a ball like that, you're always going to do well in this sort of form of game. Again, he was fantastic, and he takes so much pressure off the rest of the lads coming in.
What about that incident with the two waist-high full tosses? You don't often see bowlers removed from the attack, and looked as though there are a few words being exchanged out there.
Yeah, obviously it's a tough period of time. There's a lot of pressure going on, and you know Andrew Ty's obviously a quality bowler, and unfortunately the conditions probably a little bit different than what he's maybe normally used to. But yeah, again we struggle with the same thing, but luckily we did well to control it.
Spring in your step as you head up to Canterbury then on the Sunday?
Yeah, we like to think so. Obviously, they come thick and fast this time of the year, so being in a bit of form and all these wins and the white ball mounting up, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, guys.